So this has a little bit of a story to it. Back in June, I believe it was June 10th, which was a Saturday, I was in Florida, and I woke up one day and checked my weather radio feed and realized that, hey, KEC 55 is down. So I just started recording because I wanted to hear what would happen when the station came back up. Well, when the station came back up, I got this recording.
.227
into Sunday morning. Low, intermittent thunderstorm chances will continue Sunday evening through early Wednesday, primarily along...
Now, one of my friends told me that it was an IP address. Another person told me that it was a firmware version of, like, some sort of modem in the wireless transmitter. Well, a few months later, actually in September, I finally got an answer to that question. And it turns out that what we were hearing was an IP address. And so I'll play that for you here.
.251.136.227
60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact.
So you may be wondering why I chose to fade out the audio and then fade it back in there. Well, once it gave us its IP address, it kind of died again, and then about 5 minutes later it came back and then went back to normal. So that's why I did that. Anyways, about the IP address itself. So in computer terms, there are some IP addresses that are publicly routable, and then there are some that are not. And unfortunately, those starting with 10 are not. So it would have been nice to be able to connect to it and maybe see what I could look at publicly. Maybe there were some like web interfaces where we could check the statuses of things and, you know, all that fun stuff. But unfortunately, that IP address is not publicly routable, and so I wasn't able to find anything. I assume the Weather Service has some sort of private network where they connect all the transmitters through or something. Or at least the Fort Worth office. I'm not entirely sure how everything there works. Anyways, just thought you might find that interesting. These wireless transmitters are really crazy. The phone line ones are interesting and they're kind of weird. But these wireless ones have a lot more like weird things that happen to them, it seems like. One thing I will say, though, is that with the wireless transmitters, you do get a lot better uptime. You really do. Never goes down. Really doesn't. Until it does.